Wait, if you take this note that's on the third string, and you go up to the four chord, I go up on the up three frets on the fourth string. So I'm taking C and C up three frets, and then the C's on at the four chord, the F fret. So that's kind of like the and the. So this pattern is built around the four and the five chords. And it's this little S-shaped thing. I won't go real deep into this because it's on the DVD.
Yep.
You know, so. So, but you can hear if you play, if you can play. You know, I mean, you've gone just through three spots of the C thing, and it sounds like you're playing something. I mean, I don't even think of it in music. I don't really think of it. I just think of it as little licks, you know. And that thing right there, here's the S pattern that's here. Between the, it starts two frets under the four chord, and I walk up to the four chord, up to the fifth, five chord, and then the second string is up one more fret. But if you hit the third string, in the middle of it, well, that note is, you know, where you can do that kind of like you hear that on a steel guitar all the time, and the kind of the pentatonic sound, you know. So that's the snake scale, and what you do is you learn, and I won't go into it real deep because it's on the DVD.
Yep.
We'll cover other stuff, but what you do is when you take that and you put it down here, you take the four chord snake scale, and instead of doing it way up here, you do it down here, and all of a sudden now you're below the one chord. And then, now I'm doing the four chord snake, and it's just from taking it up here and putting it down there.
Yep.
So it keeps you from jumping all over the place, so you can go from the one chord. And to the five chord. You know, I haven't moved any place, it's all right there, one, four, five. So that's those patterns are real important to learn. But I said I was going to do that little